I'm so glad you've arrived. Come on in. Welcome to Here's Hoping, my imaginary coffee shop, where good conversations are always on the menu. There's something special about animals. Some are mysterious. Others inspire whimsy. Some animals seem fierce, while some are goofy. There are other animals that inspire a certain awe. There's one animal that, in my imagination, covers the spectrum, ticks all the boxes, and appears again and again throughout human history, legend, and myth. And that animal is a cat. Now, personally, I have not known very many cats. I'm a dog person, and as a result, I tend to interact with cats as if they're dogs. And let me tell you, that does not endear me to the cats that I have met. Dr. Barbara Daggett, veterinarian and animal whisperer, shares some of her thoughts about cats. Here's hoping you enjoy. I have a completely whimsical question.
Oh, yeah.
This might make you laugh, but if you could sit down and have a conversation with any animal in the world, which animal would you love to sit down and have a conversation with?
Like, assuming that they could talk?
Yes. Yes.
Or
that you could understand them. Maybe they don't talk, but maybe you magically suddenly understand the language of the whatever animal that you would sit down with.
To be honest, I think I'd sit down with a cat.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because they seem to know more than they're letting on. I mean, dogs, I love dogs. I don't think they have a very they tend to have kind of straightforward interests.
Yeah.
Well, a cat seems to know more. I not only have I experienced it, but I've seen and talked to people that they describe what their cat is capable of understanding and knowing. There's reports of people who are ill. How a cat will just know.
Yeah.
When it's that person's time, or when that person needs something. So yeah, I think a cat seems a little more connected.
That's very cool.
Spiritually, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and there's so many. So many stories or myths about cats who just kind of have it going on as far as, you know, yeah, cats see.
That's probably why, people are either afraid of their, you know, their eyes, because their eyes are not quite as beguiling, if I'm saying that word correctly, I'm probably not.
Oh, yeah, you are.
It's like, oh, yeah. Oh good. As like a dog. You know, a dog is like, oh, come here, you put you. And the cat's just like, oh, I heard someone saying that the only proof that the world is not flat that you need is the fact that because everything hasn't been pushed off of it. Everything off of the flat earth. Just because it can.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is mine.
Yeah, make you go pick it up.
Yes. It up. That's so cool. That's awesome. What a delight. Have you known many cats in your life? I think of Miette, or the Stadium Cat, or the Station Master Cats of Japan. In my imagination, cats have this otherworldly connection, while at the same time, Very little can bring such delightful laughter as a cat figuring out how to get something that it wants. I love the thought that the most definitive proof that the world is not flat is that everything has not been knocked off by some cosmic cat. What animal would you like to talk with? Here's hoping you have the opportunity to ruminate about this question in your own imagination. Thank you for joining me at my imaginary coffee shop. I, your host, Catherine Gabriel Jones, feel truly grateful to you. I'd like to take a minute to share some housekeeping with you about what's going to be happening over the next few weeks. Here's hoping that you'll be patient with me. Due to some unexpected circumstances, some remodeling and construction and repairs need to happen at Here's Hoping, my imaginary coffee shop. While Here's Hoping will be under construction, the menu and the schedule will change. Rather than the trademark fare of shorter pearls of wisdom that you've come to expect every week at Here's Hoping, I'll be sharing some full-length conversations from my first podcast, Friends for the Journey, which was the inspiration for my imaginary coffee shop. So, for the foreseeable future, Here's Hoping we'll be sharing an episode every 2 weeks, just for a little while. I want to thank you for sharing parts of your day with me today and every day. Creating this podcast has not only been an incredible joy, it's been a really fulfilling part of my life. So here's hoping the construction will go smoothly so I can get my imaginary coffee shop back up and running again. So thank you. Regardless of what kind of construction or repairs or remodeling might be happening, if you are interested in having a conversation with me in my imaginary coffee shop, you can send an email at hereshopingpodcast@gmail.com or reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Music for Here's Hoping has been composed and produced by Seth Jones. Thank you, Seth. Original artwork for Here's Hoping has been created by Ty Sorex, with additional graphics created with Canva. And on this episode before the construction begins, it seems really worthwhile to take a page of wisdom from Uncle Iroh from Avatar: The Last Airbender once again. It just seems to be really fitting. And Uncle Iroh's wisdom is this: there's nothing wrong with letting people who love you help you. And you're helping me with your patience. I want to thank you for that. Take care of yourselves, and I will see you around on this world. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.